after beating Cal on Friday. Ran into Brittany McPhee and Stanford on Sunday. Still 21-4, tied with the Cardinal and Bruins atop the conference. Heading for the Washington schools this week. Always look forward to welcoming in Kelly Graves. Coach, how are you?
Steve, I'm doing great, buddy. Doing great. Good to be with you again.
Yeah, my bad on the communication, considering I do that for a living yesterday.
No worries, buddy, no worries.
So obviously a lot to discuss, but the timing, by the time the interviews were over Sunday, you spoke with the media, your team headed out. Were you able to take any time and catch Eagles Patriots or no rest for the weary?
No. By the time, everything settled down, I went home. I live right there in the neighborhood, university neighborhood anyway. And, yeah, I sat down and watched it and was impressed. That was a heck of a game.
Yeah.
And I really had no dog in the fight, so sometimes those are even more enjoyable. You don't live with the highs and lows. You just enjoy good football.
No, actually, considering as a New Yorker, I didn't like either team.
So oh, that's right.
I was able to just enjoy the game, which is rare.
Yeah.
So last week, it was fun because word got around your team's taking part in that Oregon Women 3-Point Challenge where you can donate either a flat percentage or X amount per 3-pointer as this Coaches versus Cancer effort. And things are going pretty well. So seriously, we can still let the fans know. They can still participate as this effort moves along.
Absolutely. I think all the way through February, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm sure even if you called after that or got online, there would be somebody there to help you out, I'm sure. But, yeah, we hit 15 this weekend, so we're doing our part, a little below our average, but still a good effort.
Yeah, I said to a buddy of mine, because we did a contribution based on 3-pointers. I was like, so when I talk to Coach, did I tell him he's got to rely on his bigs and work on the inside game all February?
Well, we without Bando, I mean, it is a little tougher for us to get as many. Hopefully she'll be back soon. But, yeah, with her, we've had to go a little bit bigger, and teams are now adjusting to it. But, we still got a bunch of kids that can shoot it. We didn't make enough of them on Sunday, though, big guy.
Yeah. I don't go to a bunch of games. I was there Sunday. And as that clock is winding down, I love the fact the crowd stands and cheers your team. And you're not going to see that at the pro level, maybe when a season ends. Well, what does that mean to you and your program to, have kind of made that connection with these fans?
Well, it means a lot. And listen, I didn't coach a great game. We didn't play a great second half. That's a game we would love to have back. It's a game we've been working on for 4 years, to have this kind of a team to really put a stranglehold on the conference race. And it didn't work. But I think it's great to know that you have the support of the fans. And believe me, I've gotten a few that have written me and with some suggestions. I always laugh at those. It's like, should I acknowledge them, Steve? Or just say, hey, why don't you let me know where you work, and I'll come down and critique you.
That's the one. You come down.
Wouldn't that be fun to do?
Yeah, because the old Seinfeld episode where he went and heckled somebody at work.
That's right, but anyway, yeah, it's nice to know, and they should be excited about this team. We're 14-1 at home. We play good basketball. We just didn't have enough on Sunday, but it's nice for them to acknowledge that our team.
I know you've seen a lot of great teams and outstanding performances, and I get it was against you, and if I ran into you Sunday, I might not have mentioned it, but with a couple of days, 31 points in the second half by Brittany McPhee, how high up there for just, oh my goodness, performance is that for what you've seen in person?
Well, it was amazing. It made me sick, quite frankly. I didn't enjoy the Super Bowl as much as maybe I would have. But, I've known Brittany for a long time. Her dad played at Gonzaga, and I know the family. And she's such a good kid. It's just one of those performances. I mean, she scored on 7 players that we had. After the game, we look at every possession and every basket the other team scores, and you kind of assign the blame, so to speak, on this player or that player. And of her 31 in the second half, it was on seven different players.
We
tried zones. We tried every zone. We tried the trap. We were a little late at times. Our posts, for whatever reason, weren't stepping out and hedging. And she just got on a roll, and that's what great players do. She'd done it earlier on UCLA, first week of Pac-12. She's just got that capability, and we did a nice job in the first half, but that's what great players do. They find a way.
Talking with Coach Kelly Graves, no question, like UCLA for the men. You know, Stanford has historically been the power program in this league, and you know, they've got Tara, the Hall of Famer, as a coach. And I know even at Gonzaga, you played them almost every year. What is it about them that makes them so consistently tough? I would say year after year, but it's more like decade after decade.
Well, number one, they don't beat themselves. And number two, let's face it, they have five McDonald's All-Americans on their team. You know, I've got one. They have the two that really beat us in the second half were two seniors, Kaylee Johnson and Brittany McPhee. Well, those are seniors that have started 3 and 4 years, you know. They learned how to play from, you know, All-Americans like McCall and Samuelson before, who learned from the Agumakes, who learned from Poland and Peterson, on and on and on.
Yes.
And you know, and for three decades, you know, they had that culture established. Well, we didn't even play a senior in the game on Sunday. We start a freshman, three sophomores, two of our first three kids off the bench are freshmen. And so we're just trying to figure this stuff out still. And so we've got to even be better, you know, in those situations. So we're getting there. There's no question about it. But, you know, Stanford is Stanford, just like Coach Gillen was he the one that said, hey, Duke is Duke,
right.
You know. But we're closing that gap, no doubt.
No. I think we could all see where this is headed. You know, your team plays with so much joy and emotion. And so, you know, after a game like that against a huge rival, after you go over the X's and O's, do you and your staff kind of take a moment to make sure nobody's too down and that they see the big picture? Or is it because they're all such, even though a lot of them are young, such high-level players with great leaders, they kind of get it?
Well, listen, they're young, Steve. They take it a lot easier than we do. You know, there were some of them, I'm sure, by the time they left the gym and went back to their apartment, had really already moved on. It's the coaches. We're the ones that take it a lot harder, you know. But kids are resilient, and we had a nice team meeting on Monday, as we do every week, and we talked about it. And I think we're ready to move on. We realize that's what you have to do. But I always feel like you should be crushed in the moment and after the moment, and then you gotta let it go and move on.
A couple of final thoughts for Coach Graves. So when you get to this part of the season, you can kind of see the conference picture forming. There's only six games left. And any logic to after a defeat like that, maybe nice to hit the road, implement that us versus the world mentality, and kind of, especially now, embrace that role of a villain entering that enemy arena?
Yeah, well, I think we're still the team that people are looking at. We're still in first place. We still have the highest ranking. We're still, you know, having a great year. And I guess, yeah, I mean, on the road or at home, it doesn't really matter. Our kids are going to rally. You know, we had a tough loss at Oregon State. 2 days later, we played great at home. We had a tough loss at Mississippi State. In the next game, we played Ole Miss at home and played one of our best games of the year. So this team's resilient. They'll bounce back. And Washington's no slouch. I mean, that's going to be a tough game, and it'll make their season if they can beat us.
Yeah, I wanted to bring that up because, of course, last year you guys were in a battle with them. You know, they had Kelsey Plum, who ends up the top pick in the WNBA draft, and now they've only won a conference. But, you know, the fact that they're struggling, do you have to kind of present it to your team as they're kind of like the cornered beast who would love nothing more than to knock off the Ducks?
No doubt. And, you know, they played us really well here at home.
Yep.
So I think our kids, I'll be able to get their attention. I, And we actually talked about on the Monday. I couldn't have put it any plainer. If we think we're just going to show up and beat these two teams, then we're complete idiots. You know what I mean? We haven't learned anything. So I anticipate that our kids are going to be ready. We're going to be focused. We will not look past them. And I anticipate we're going to play have a really great weekend.
Yeah, that should be a fun atmosphere. 8 o'clock Friday night. We'll have the call here with Terry Johns on the Tube, the Pac-12 Network. He's the coach, Kelly Graves. Coach, always look forward to our radio chats. You all travel safe, and best of luck this weekend against the Washington schools.
I appreciate that, Steve. Thank you, buddy.
All right, take it easy.